The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 4, text number 6, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 30th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 4, text number 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhuya eva vivitsami.
Bhuya eva vivitsami.
Bhagavan atma mayaya.
Bhagavan atma mayaya.
Yathedam srijate vishvam.
Yathedam srijate vishvam.
Durvibhavyam
madishvarai.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I beg to know from you how the personality of Godhead, by his personal energies, creates these phenomenal universes as they are, which are inconceivable even to the great demigods. Purport. In every inquisitive mind, the important question of the creation of the phenomenal world arises. And therefore, for a personality like Maharaj Parikshit, who was to know all the activities of the Lord from his spiritual master, such an inquiry is not uncommon. For every unknown thing, we have to learn and inquire from a learned personality. And the question of creation is also one of such inquiries to be made to the right person. The spiritual master, therefore, must be one who is sarva-gya, as stated herein before in connection with Shukadeva Goswami. Thus, all inquiries on God, which are unknown to the disciple, may be made from the qualified spiritual master. And here the practical example is set by Maharaj Parikshit. It was, however, already known to Maharaj Parikshit that everything we see is born out of the energy of the Lord, as we have all learned in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, janmajyosha yataha. So, Maharaj Parikshit wanted to know the process of creation. The origin of creation was known to him, otherwise he would not have inquired how the personality of Godhead by his different energies creates this phenomenal world. The common man also knows that the creation is made by some creator and is not created automatically. We have no experience in the practical world that a thing is created automatically. Foolish people say that the creative energy is independent and acts automatically as electrical energy works, but the intelligent man knows even the electrical energy is generated by an expert engineer in the localized powerhouse, and thus the energy is distributed everywhere under the resident engineer's supervision. The Lord's supervision is connection, or rather in connection with creation, is mentioned even in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, and it is clearly said there that material energy is a manifestation of one of many such energies of the Supreme. Parasha Shaktir Vividaiva Shriyate. An inexperienced boy may be struck with wonder by seeing the impersonal actions of electronics or many other wonderful things conducted by electrical energy. But an experienced man knows that behind the action is a living man who creates such energy. Similarly, the so-called scholars and philosophers of the world may, by mental speculation, present so many utopian theories about the impersonal creation of the universe, but an intelligent devotee of the Lord, by studying the Bhagavad Gita, can know that behind the creation is the hand of the Supreme Lord, Just as in the generating electrical powerhouse, there is the resident engineer. The research scholar finds out the cause and the effect of everything, but research scholars as great as Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and many other demigods are sometimes bewildered by seeing the wonderful creative energy of Allura. So what to speak of the tiny mundane scholars dealing in petty things? As there are differences in the living conditions of different planets of the universe, and as one planet is superior to others, the brains of the living entities in those respective planets are also of different categorical values. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one can compare the long duration of life of the inhabitants of Brahma's planet, which is inconceivable to the inhabitants of this planet Earth, to the categorical value of the brain of Brahmaji, also inconceivable to any great scientist of this planet. And with such high brain power, even Brahmaji has described in his great Samhita, Brahma Samhita, as follows. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchirananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. There are many personalities possessing the qualities of Bhagavan, but Krishna is the supreme because none can excel him. He is the supreme person, and his body is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is the primeval Lord Govinda and the cause of all causes. Brahmaji admits Lord Krishna to be the supreme cause of all causes, but persons with tiny brains within this petty planet Earth think of the Lord as one of them. Thus, when the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita that he, Lord Krishna, is all in all, the speculative philosophers and the mundane wranglers deride him, and the Lord regretfully says, Avajananti mang mudha manushin tamunashritam parang bhavam majananto mamabhuta maheshvaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. Bhagavad Gita 9:11. Brahma and Shiva, and what to speak of other demigods, are bhutas, or powerful created demigods, who manage universal affairs, much like ministers appointed by a king. The ministers may be Ishvaras, or controllers, but the Supreme Lord is Maheshvar, or the creator of the controllers. Persons with the poor fund of knowledge do not know this, and therefore they have the audacity to deride him. Because he comes before us by his causeless mercy occasionally as a human being. The Lord is not like a human being. He is Satchidananda Vigraha, or the absolute personality of Godhead, and there is no difference between his body and his soul. He is both the power and the powerful. Maharaj Pariksit did not ask his spiritual master, Shukadeva Goswami, to narrate Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. He wanted to hear first about the creation of the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami did not say that the king should hear about the direct transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The time was very short, and naturally Shukadeva Goswami could have gone directly to the 10th canto to make a shortcut of the whole thing, as generally done by the professional reciters. But neither the king nor the great speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam jumped up like the organizers of Bhagavatam. Both of them proceeded systematically so that both future readers and hearers might take lessons from the example of the procedure of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are in control of the external energy of the Lord, in other words, those who are in the material world, must first of all know how the external energy of the Lord is working under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And afterwards, one may try to enter into the activities of his internal energy. The mundaners are mostly worshippers of Durga Devi, the external energy of Krishna, but they do not know that Durga Devi is but the shadow energy of the Lord. behind her astonishing display of material workings is the direction of the Lord, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.10. The Brahma Sanghita affirms that Durga Shakti is working by the direction of Govinda, and without his sanction, the powerful Durga Shakti cannot move even a blade of grass. Therefore, the neophyte devotee, instead of jumping at once to the platform of transcendental pastimes presented by the internal energy of the Lord, may know how great the Supreme Lord is by inquiring about the process of his creative energy. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, descriptions of the creative energy and the Lord's hand in it are explained. And the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita has warned the neophyte devotees to be seriously on guard against the pitfall of neglecting knowledge about Krishna in regard to how great he is. Only when one knows Lord Krishna's greatness can one firmly put one's unflinching faith in him. Otherwise, like the common man, even the great leaders of men will mistake Lord Krishna for one of the many demigods or historical personality or a myth only. The transcendental pastimes of a Lord in Vrindavan or even at Dwarka are relishable for persons who have already qualified themselves in advanced spiritual techniques, and the common man may be able to attain to such a plane by the gradual process of service and inquiries, as we shall see in the behavior of Maharaj Pariksha. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, it is very clear that one must take the Bhagavatam step by step.
Много ясно е казано, че човек трябва да приеме Бхагаватам стъпка по стъпка.
One should not try to jump all of a sudden to the Rasa Lila.
Човек не трябва да се опитва изведнъж да скочи направо на Раса Лила.
Because then you will simply think, oh, Krishna is so immoral. He's dancing with all these other men's wives.
Ще си мисли, о, Кришна е толкова неморален, той просто танцува с жените на другите мъже.
But that is not a fact.
Това не е факт.
Krishna is the source of everything.
Кришна е източникът на всичко.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me.
Аз съм източникът на всички материални и духовни светове и всичко се проявява от мен.
So everything is his energy.
Всичко е негова енергия.
Will someone find fault with you for in feeding your belly?
Може ли някой да намери грешка в твоите действия, ако ти просто се храниш?
That it is immoral to enjoy a meal?
Дали е неморално човек да се наслаждава на яденето си?
Is it immoral to eat?
Неморално ли е да се яде?
It is your belly.
Това е вашия стомах.
You have a right to fill it with food.
Имате право да го напълните с храна.
Will someone criticize you for eating?
Ако някой ви критикува за това, че ядете,
that you're trying to enjoy your stomach?
Някой ви критикува за това, че ядете. О, ти се опитваш да се наслаждаваш.
No, it is your belly. You have a right to fill it up with prasadam.
Не, това е твоя стомах. Ти имаш право да го напълниш с прасадам.
Because it is your belly.
Понеже е твоя стомах.
So, in the same way, everything is Krishna's energy.
По същия начин всичко е енергия на Кришна.
It is all emanating from his transcendental form.
Всичко се проявява от неговата трансцендентална форма.
Therefore, Krishna has the right to enjoy everything. It is all his energy.
Затова Кришна има право да се наслаждава на всичко.
So, if some man says, oh, Krishna is immoral, he's dancing with other men's wives,
Така че ако някой каже: "О, Кришна, той е неморален, той танцува с жените на другите."
No, he is immoral because he is thinking that his wife is his property. The man is thinking, "My wife is my wife."
Не, всъщност той човек, който казва това, е неморален, защото той си мисли, че неговата жена е негова собственост.
All the women belong to Krishna.
Всички жени принадлежат всъщност на Кришна.
So if you are thinking my wife, then you are a thief.
Така че ако ти си мислиш моята жена, това означава, че ти си крадец.
It is not Krishna who is immoral, it is the critics of Krishna, they are immoral.
Не е така, че Кришна е неморален. Критиците на Кришна, те са неморални.
They don't know. They are mudha. Krishna describes them as mudha. Avajananti mang mudha.
Те не знаят. Те всъщност са муда. Кришна ги описва като муда.
So it's very important we understand Krishna as the source of all existence.
Затова е важно да разберем Кришна като източникът на цялото съществуване.
Otherwise we'll never become qualified to enter into the spiritual world.
В противен случай никога няма да станем достатъчно квалифицирани, за да влезнем в духовния свят.
We must understand Krishna as the Supreme Lord.
Трябва да разберем Кришна като върховния Бог.
Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha. Supreme Controller, that we must understand.
Върховния контролер, това трябва да разберем.
As Prabhupada points out, for one who is within the external energy.
Както Прабхупада посочва, за някой, който е под влиянието на външната енергия,
he must understand how the Lord is working in the external energy.
Той трябва да разбере как Богът работи, как той се проявява чрез външната енергия.
One who is in the external energy, they cannot all of a sudden jump to the internal energy. That is not possible.
При положение, че ние сме под влиянието на вътрешната енергия, не може да скачаме и да се опитваме да разбереме как вътрешната енергия работи.
Therefore, the Bhagavatam is presented step by step.
Затова Бхагаватам е представен стъпка по стъпка.
Sometimes in our ISKCON, we have seen that devotees think, "Let me simply jump to the 10th canto."
Понякога ние виждаме в ISKCON някой правилно отдаден си мисли, нека направо да отида на 10-та песен.
One time in Los Angeles, some devotees formed the Gopi Bhava Club.
В миналото в Лос Анджелис една група правилно отдадените сформираха Gopi Bhava Club.
They simply got together to discuss Krishna affairs with the gopis.
Те се събираха заедно, за да дискутират аферите на Кришна с гопите.
They are not interested to hear Bhagavad Gita. That was too low.
Те не искаха да слушат Bhagavad Gita. Това ще беше прекалено ниска класа.
They weren't interested in coming to Mangal Arati. I mean, that was also too low.
Те даже не се интересуваха да дойдат на Mangal Arati. Това беше прекалено ниска класа.
Tulsi worship, that was good because that's praying to be a resident of Vrindavan, you see.
А обожанието на Туласи, това беше окей, защото Туласи Деви е жител на Вриндавана.
So in this way they were concocting their own new so-called improved approach to Krishna consciousness.
Така че по този начин те си измислиха техен собствен начин на практикуване на Кришна съзнание.
When Prabhupada heard about this, he was furious.
Когато Шрила Прабхупада чу за това, той много се разгневи.
He said this would completely destroy this movement.
Той каза, това напълно ще разруши това движение.
So he put a stop to it.
И той го спря.
He said, first of all, deserve and then desire.
Той каза, първо заслужи и тогава желай.
If you desire the Gopi Bhava, then you have to qualify yourself first, you see.
Ако желаеш Gopi Bhava, първо трябва да се квалифицираш за нея.
So this process of Bhagavatam, step by step, is very, very important process.
Така че този процес на Бхагаватам, стъпка по стъпка, е много важен.
We have to understand very carefully what is our actual relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's His subordinate part and parcel.
Трябва да разберем много ясно какво е нашето положение спрямо Върховната Божествена Личност на подчинени частици.
Should never try to jump to our rasa.
Никога не трябва да скачаме направо на раса.
That's too far advanced.
Това е прекалено далече, напреднал ниво.
If you want PhD, then you have to go through all the levels to get your PhD.
Ако искаш PhD, да станеш доктор, преди това трябва да минеш през всички други нива на обучение.
So many levels of training you must go through first.
има толкова много други нива на обучение, през които първо трябва да преминеш.
So we must go through all the levels of training.
Така че ние трябва да преминем през всички нива на обучение.
Шрадха,
Шрада,
Садасанга, Маджана Крия, Анартана Вритти, Ништа, Ручи. In this way, Asakti, Bhava, Prema, step by step.
Stupka po stupka.
You see, if you're going up the stairway, you have to go step by step.
Ако се опитваш да вървиш нагоре, трябва да вървиш стъпка по стъпка.
If you try to reach the top step in one step, the whole stairway in one step, you will have difficulty. You will fall down.
Ако се опиташ да преминеш цялото стълбище, просто с един скок ще имаш трудно, ще паднеш.
So, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master,
така че под ръководството на авторитетен духовен учител,
we must progress systematically along the pathway of bhakti.
Трябва да напредваме систематично по пътя на бхакти.
And then our perfection is guaranteed.
И тогава нашето съвършенство е гарантирано.
If you follow the process as given by the acharyas,
ако следваш процеса, който е даден от ачарите,
you will get the result.
Ти ще получиш резултат.
But do not try to concoct your own so-called new, improved version of Krishna consciousness.
Но не се опитвайте да си измислите ваша нова, подобрена версия на Кришна съзнание.
Take the system exactly as Prabhupada is giving it.
Просто приемете системата точно така, както Шрила Прабхупада я дал.
Take the system exactly as the spiritual master is giving it.
Приемете системата, процеса точно така, както го дава духовния учител.
And your perfection is guaranteed.
И вашето съвършенство тогава е гарантирано.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Ако има някакви въпроси.
Yeah.
He's saying, I heard that when we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to first read few times first canto, and then you can go to second canto. Is it true?
You can read it a million times, the first canto.
Ти можеш да четеш милиони пъти първа.
It's not required to read it many, many times.
Но не е необходимо да прочетеш.
Although it's certainly delightful to do so.
Въпреки че това донесе, това достави голямо удоволствие.
It's very, very sweet. The first and second cantos are the lotus, two lotus feet of the Lord.
Първа и втора песен са двете лотосови нозе на Бога.
Actually, Prabhupada's purports are so perfect.
Всъщност, коментарите на Шрила Прабхупада са толкова съвършени.
Because of his purports, you can pick up the books and read anywhere.
Поради неговите коментари ти можеш да вземеш книгите и да четеш навсякъде.
In the airports, Prabhupada was having us distribute the books, and didn't we were distributing all varieties of cantos to the general public.
Поради тази причина, поради коментарите на Прабхупада, ние дори разпространяхме на хората отвънка най-различни книги.
Somebody would get a ninth canto, and a brand new person who knew nothing, he would get ninth canto.
Някакъв човек навънка, който не знае нищо за Кришна съзнание, за наш ние му даваме девета песен.
Someone else would get fifth canto.
Някой друг пък ще получи пета песен.
First canto. We were doing mass distribution of all the cantos.
Ние имахме масово разпространение на всички песни.
With Prabhupada's approval and blessings.
И Прабхупад одобри това, даде благослови.
Because the purports are there, therefore one will not misunderstand if you carefully study the purports.
Понеже коментарите са там, така че човек по този начин няма да бъде заблуден.
Of course, now the BBT, they simply publish for mass distribution first canto only.
Разбира се, сега BBT за масово книго разпространение те печатат само първа песен.
There's one of two choices, buy the first canto or buy the whole set.
Има два избора. Или си взимаш първа песен, или си взимаш целия сет.
Because actually that is the preferred recommended means. You study step by step through each canto.
Защото това е препоръчителното, да изучиш всички песни.
But if they read anywhere because Prabhupada's purport, they will get the proper understanding.
Но хората също така могат да четат навсякъде, защото поради коментарите на Шрила Прабхупада те ще получат правилно разбиране.
Next question. Yeah.
Тук е казано, че трябва да разберем величието на Кришна. Аз не мога да го разберем величието на Кришна и се чувствам като това куче, което вижда човек и разбира, че това е по-висша форма, че е по-силен от него, т.е. че човека е по-силен, кучето се страхува, слуша го, но не може да разбере как работи музика на човека, каква интелигентност има. Аз не мога да разбера. И какво трябва да правя тук?
He's saying, we heard that we have to understand how great the Lord is, but I cannot really understand. He's saying, I feel like I'm in a position of dog who is trying to understand the man. So, if we cannot, we don't have enough capacity to understand the Lord, what we have to do then?
Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buriyogam tam yenamam upiyantite. If you want to understand things as they are, you simply have to engage in devotional service, that is all.
Просто трябва да се ангажираш в правилно служене, това е всичко.
With your tiny brain, what you will understand?
С малкия си мозък, какво можеш да разбереш?
You cannot understand with your tiny brain.
Не можеш да разбереш с малкия си мозък.
But if you serve the Lord with love,
но ако служиш на Бога с любов,
then by His mercy He will reveal everything to you.
По Неговата милост, Той ще разкрие всичко пред теб.
Questions more? Everyone's completely satisfied. Yeah.
Имам един въпрос, който е, понеже той по много хубав начин коментира. Някои американски поговорки, някои такива, като това за индианците. И аз би го помолил да от гледна точка на Кришна съзнание, ако е възможно, да прокоментира един надпис, който стои над пианистите в баровете. Не стрелите по пианиста, той толкова може.
Как е поговорка?
Saying.
Because he very much like all the saying that you are using in your lectures. So he asked, is it possible to comment one saying that he saw very often in the bars? It's written, please don't shoot the person who is playing on a piano. This is all that he can do. He cannot do it better.
Oh, please don't shoot the piano player because he can't play any better.
Yes. Yes. Can you comment this from the point of Krishna consciousness?
A devotee of the Lord can always improve his service.
Предано отдадение на Бога винаги може да подобри своето служение.
There is no question of not improving.
Няма въпрос за това да не подобряваме своето служение.
Because the spiritual energy is dynamic, it is not static.
Понеже духовната енергия е динамична, тя не е статична.
No matter how much one may improve his harmonium playing,
няма значение колко човек подобрява своето свирене на хармония,
or his cooking,
или своето готвене,
or his preaching, or whatever it may be he uses in Krishna's service,
или проповядване, или каквото и да е в служението на Кришна,
he can still improve more.
Той все още може да го подобри.
But from the other perspective, we should not criticize or blaspheme devotees who are trying their best.
Но от друга гледна точка ние трябва да не трябва да критикуваме прено дадените, които дават най-доброто от себе си.
We have a tendency to want to shoot the piano player out of envy.
Ние имаме тенденцията да се опитваме да застреляме човек, който свири на пиано поради завист.
We want to criticize the devotees because we think I am a better devotee.
Или искаме да критикуваме прено дадените, защото си мислим аз съм по-добър от тях.
But this tendency to criticize Vaishnavas, this is very destructive for one's spiritual progress.
Но тази тенденция да критикуваме прено дадените е много разрушаваща за духовния напредък.
We should instead always try to appreciate the nice qualities of the devotees.
Вместо това, ние трябва винаги да се опитваме да оценим хубавите качества на прено дадените.
Even if they are not that expert.
Дори ако те не са толкова експерти.
We should always see the sincere desire of that soul to advance himself or herself in Krishna consciousness.
Ние трябва винаги да виждаме искреното желание на тази душа да напредва в Кришна съзнание.
So I thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankrishna Prabhu ki jai.